So we settled in this house in the Aldwick Bay Estate, which is a rather upswept part of West Bognor, only to find that Bognor and the surrounding Pagamons, the surrounding area, was virtually deserted. They were expecting an invasion, so we went really from the frying pan into the fire. But it was a playground for somebody of our age, and for example, Douglas Bard and his wife Thelma lived on the Bay Estate, and my dad took me several times to see them because he was in charge of the Air Force at Tangmere, which was mainly Hurricanes and Spitfires. Another air base, Ford, of course, very famous Royal Naval Air Service base there. West Hampton was later a USAF base near Chichester, and several other emergency airfields. So it was a hive of military activity. Apart from which, all the hotels in Bognor and all the large houses have been requisitioned and occupied by troops. I'm jumping ahead slightly because later they were all mostly Canadians. For example, the large Royal Norfolk Hotel, which is quite a landmark in Bognor, was fully occupied by the military, and the whole frontage was full of tanks and so on. As regards the frontage at Bognor, I can see it now. The whole beach was mined from end to end. The pier was cut in half, and I think still remains so. And then there were tank traps strewn along the beach, which were rather like pieces of scaffolding which gradually rusted. Then, as you came nearer to the esplanade, you've got rolls and rolls of barbed wire, and the whole right up to the esplanade. And that was patrolled by troops, and there were Bofors guns along the front there. And interestingly, not that I remember it, but before the war, these seaside resorts, you've got these little kiosks which usually sort of took photographs and sold ice cream. They were all still there, but they weren't really what they were. They were concrete underneath, they were block houses. So further back, in any sort of like the Marine Gardens or anything like that, were trenches. So the place was fully defended.